Today, it's about priming the innovation management pipeline with Project Online. So to set the expectations right, I will talk about a little bit about innovation, about different approaches, how you can do innovation management, and then we will look at SharePoint Online and Project Online as a platform to build an innovation management hub. So everything you will see today will basically come out of the box with SharePoint Online and Project Online. So you don't have to buy any additional licenses, all that stuff. If you have a Project Online subscription, you're good to go. Good. My name is Marcus Waldinger, and I work for Campana and Schott Incorporated. This is our newest office, actually, here in Atlanta, Georgia. But I've had a longer history back in Germany. So when you look at that little slide here, Campana and Schott is a global Microsoft partner, over 20 years of experience, over 800 successful customer deployments, over 200 employees, and obviously I'm one of those employees. The last time I introduced myself at a session together with Microsoft, actually the Microsoft partner introduced me as, this is our guy who likes to jump out of planes, because I shared a story the evening before with him that I did some skydiving on my last vacation. But then I shared another story with the people that I actually like to jump off of bridges as well, only with a rubber attached to my feet, so I'm really a huge fan of bungee jumping. And on my last vacation in New Zealand, I visited the place where in 1986 a guy named A.J. Hackett did the first commercial bungee jump. So he didn't invent the bungee jump, but he was the first one who made a business out of it. And I think that's some amazing thing here when we talk about innovations and innovation management. I'm sure all of you, you have some great employees, you have big companies, a lot of things are going on, and sometimes there's one guy or two guys, they think a little bit out of the box, but it's not so easy to get in contact with them, to capture their ideas. So hopefully I can show you today a few ideas. I want to share a few ideas with you how we could approach those things. So this is our short agenda for today. At the end, we will look at the building blocks of the application as well, so that you can see how it actually works. Innovation management, or innovation itself, is something new, something improved. It can be a process improvement in your organization, can be a product development or a new service. So maybe you're a computer company and you reinvent a smartphone. That could be some kind of an innovation. Maybe you're a car company and you start building bicycles. This is something similar, but can also be something new out of the box. So innovation is about the conversion of the knowledge and ideas into new or improved products. And it's all about the business having new business opportunities, gaining new markets, access and approach new markets. And to do that kind of stuff, you somehow have to manage. An idea is good. Turning an idea into a project is even better. So with innovation management, there are several systematic methods how you actually can capture ideas and turn them into some projects. One very formal way, and if you are familiar already with Project Server 2007 with the Portfolio Analyzer, 2010 with the full Portfolio Analyzers implemented, and of course 2013, and Project Online, then you can do this way as well. You set up some strategic drivers, you rate your project proposals, you look at the portfolio analysis, and then you decide, okay, this project is good to go, or this portfolio is good to go or not. And you try to capture more project proposals. So actually, your project proposals are already good enough to be entered into a PPM system. So it's not only free text. You start already with some more attributes and some more information. And all the parts like brainstorming, sitting together, do some research, may take place in the system, but most likely will take place somewhere else. But then you start to formalize your ideas, maybe writing some business cases, making some calculations, estimate the market share, the cost benefits, before you try then to evaluate your project proposals. Maybe you then already go into a proof of concept to build some prototypes. So following that approach, it's very formal. And in the end, you come out with a new product or a new service. This you can do with Project Server. This you can do with Project Online. But I think, personally, it's a very formalized approach. So if you start with a strategy, you will never capture ideas from people who think or more thinking outside of your organization. You will always follow your strategy, so it's kind of a top-down approach. The strategy comes from the management, and all the middle management and the people below will come up with some ideas fitting into the strategies. But what about all the other good ideas floating around? As I said, like a computer company starting building smartphones. So what about a more free-form innovation process? The basic idea behind that approach is everybody in your company has access to a idea management portal. Everybody can enter an idea. Doesn't matter how stupid the idea may sound in the first place, doesn't matter how detailed the explanation is, basically everybody can enter an idea. And I know there is some risk to that approach, that some people are starting to misuse the system, but I think the last years using some social collaboration platforms like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, you don't find that many crazy stuff in the business with the business people there. So people are educated enough to use it in the right way, I think. The idea development then takes also place in that innovation management platform. Somehow out of the community, there are people interested in certain topics. They will become some experts. They will build smaller peer groups to develop and research more ideas. And then after that, when the idea was evaluated good enough, then we actually start with the implementation. So we will turn it into a project. The funnel you can see here is very similar to the last one on the other slide, but the whole approach is more open-minded and doesn't necessarily have to follow a process. Of course, you have to filter out some ideas, but the idea is anyone can enter ideas. With the first filter, you will evaluate the good ones. Some peer groups will be established around an idea. And with the second filter, then we actually come to the project management, so where the idea will be implemented. And Project Online is built on SharePoint Online. So we get all the good collaboration stuff. We get the document management, all our ideas, product sketches, CAD designs. We can just upload to SharePoint and share it with a group of people. We get the task management. So from the first moment on, we can start entering some dates or some milestones we want to reach with our idea, and everything without having a project, just entering some tasks. Later, we can turn it into projects. We also have some microblogging functionality, some news feeds, so you can quickly share your ideas, so your thoughts. You can summarize some topics if you use hashtags and all that social collaboration stuff to aggregate information, and you can very easily exchange your ideas with the rest of your company. And last but not least, with SharePoint Online and SharePoint 2013, a great new feature was introduced. It's called the communities. So SharePoint gives us the opportunity to discuss ideas, to rate ideas, but not only that. It can also help us to establish experts, and it can support us with the skill management, for example, as well. So that community feature is a great opportunity where some peer groups can find together. With those peer groups, then some experts will be identified, and then you ask those experts. One example, at my company, Campana and Schott, when we think about Project Server and doing some reporting, then I know exactly one guy I would ask, how would you set up a SQL Server report service to give me that kind of data? So when I want to do that, I already know who is the expert on that subject, so I can quickly call him. If I'm new to the company, I can go to our intranet, search for SSRS and EPM, and that guy will show up because in his profile he has the right buzzwords and he identified himself as an expert. So it's a really great tool also for knowledge management. What are the business requirements? So what are the things our customer wants to see when we talk about innovation management? And if you agree with the points or disagree, let me know. I'm really interested in your opinion here as well. What I think customers want to see, they want a good balance between some creativity, open-minded, everybody can enter ideas, and some kind of a discipline. So maybe someone will look over the ideas, will rate and tag them initially, but sometimes the community itself has also the discipline to tag and rate and to filter out the good stuff and the bad stuff. And every business owner wants to make sure that the decisions are made at the right time. So why just do a review every quarter or every half year, when you simply could do a review when the idea is good enough, and then later with the project and the portfolio, you will maybe step in into a more formalized process. Then we want to give them the opportunity to really participate in the ideas, to share the ideas and to collaborate together. So the system has to be easy, has to, the usage should be easy, the look and feel should be similar to what the people are used to, that they really participate. And the whole idea capturing and idea selection should be a robust process. So we don't want to lose any data, of course. Everything in the system will stay in the system. We will not delete anything, but we can, of course, archive some stuff as well. Innovation management also has to involve more people at the right time. We already talked about finding experts, identify experts, and we want to involve them just at the right time. And then later, it's more about the selection criteria. So when we come to the end of the innovation management part, when we actually want to turn ideas into project, then we also need the strategic and the selection criteria. And it's all about secure and manage your intellectual capital. So the biggest resource you have in your companies, I think, are the brains of your employees. And with a good and easy to use innovation management tool, you can utilize that huge resource. But there's also a different view. So the last slide was more about theory. When we actually come to a customer and talk about some of his requirements more in detail, then we come to the details like, we need our Active Directory, so the people have to use their existing accounts. We need some permission management. Not everybody should see every idea. Or we want to increase our processes, so when an idea reaches the next level, there should be some checklists or some more formalized ways to make sure the maturity increases with the idea. Second, everybody should be able to access the ideas, but only if he's authorized. That's not a big issue if you're talking about the intranet, but when you establish some idea management portals where some external partners have access as well, or some external suppliers should have access as well, then this is really a point we have to discuss. And everything should be web-based. I don't want to deal with any software deployments, software rollout mechanisms. I just want a web-based tool that gives me the same look and feel like an office application in the best way. And I want to know what's going on, generate some reports out of the data. So show me the projects in what stage they are, show me the ideas at what filter they currently are. Tell me how do we do, how many ideas do we have. And I want to be notified by email if something changes. So if I'm interested in a topic and a new idea is entered addressing that topic, then I want to get notified. Those reports should also be visualized, so should be good for the high-level management as well. One look at the report and you already know what's going on. And it should only be one central pool of ideas. That sounds like a simple requirement, but when you talk about some diverse companies with a lot of branches, a lot of brands, it still should be one central idea pool because all the different technologies may benefit from each other, and with that, we can address it as well. Reports with the system, but also you should be able to create your own reports. So maybe you want to filter and sort ideas by different dimensions, and then you should also be able to have a more structured idea process, so some kind of a mixture of the freeform and the formalized process. And last but not least, you want to work with some applications you already know. So when you captured your ideas in a PowerPoint slide, or you captured the business case for an idea in an Excel, you want to be able to use that data as well and to exchange it with your colleagues as well. Because at the end, the system lives and depends highly on the acceptance of the users. Would you agree so far with those statements, with those requirements? Do you have any other impressions from your companies? All right, good. Then we look now a little bit more at the building blocks of the solution. I already started to talk about the community side feature, where the people have access, and this is kind of a SharePoint feature. It doesn't necessarily need project, so you can do that stuff already in SharePoint, but project is one bigger part later as well. I will also show you some workflow functionality, but I will guide you just manually through those steps just to share here the ideas with you. Then we will look a little bit at the project side, how we can utilize this one before we then turn everything into a project, and then we will look where we stand. So I will quickly log in into my laptop as well. And then we will turn over to the tool presentation. So what we can see here is the SharePoint community side. I called it ideation. Actually, Microsoft came up with that term. It's a mix of idea and creation, because the whole idea here is capture ideas and turn them later into projects. And here, in that community side, you can see at the moment we have two contributors. That's myself and Mr. Counts. Two people are currently accessing that that portal. But obviously, Mr. Robin Counts isn't that active in the second because I can see his link status here as well, and he wasn't at his PC for the last 20 minutes. If I know Robin Counts as a guy who works with SAP or an SAP integration, then I could already start talking to him using link feature and try to get him on board because I have a new idea to share, for example. But we don't have to do that right now. In this portal, we already have some data available, so some ideas were already entered. And as you can see, the ideas were rated. So when we talk about capturing ideas, it's really just a SharePoint form. Let's create a new item here. And we call it, well, conference feedback tool. So maybe a web application, a software application to provide some feedback. I'm the submitter. Should be an easy one and should provide a better benefit. Risk is very low. And we start with a new idea status. So really very easy. We have here basically four statuses for the ideas. We first try to capture the idea. Then we start building a business case, prioritize the ideas. And when they're good enough, have a breakthrough, then we turn them into projects. So this would be something where a workflow comes in place and would be developed to support our system here. So when we have now this new idea in the list, it doesn't have any ratings right now. I think it's a good idea. I made it by myself, so I will give it a full 5-star rating. If someone else comes into the system, like Sarah Davis or Mr. Ford, and they rate the idea as well, then the system will calculate the average. We can see that, for example, here we have two ratings. If I increase the one to 5, then it will recalculate. I did that before. So we have here one rating from myself and one probably from Sarah Davis, and the average here would be 4.5 stars. Of course, with one or two people, we don't have a good mass or a critical mass to identify the good ideas. But when we talk about 20, 50, maybe 100 users looking at those lists and they all start to tag and rate the ideas, I think we get a pretty good filter and a good expertise from the community. So, as myself, I have entered that idea, and I can now walk that idea through the whole process. The basic idea here is just, let's do that. We edit. And with a workflow in place, it would simply go through the steps for the business case, the prioritization, and the breakthrough. So I will just do that manually right now. And then we have it in a better state. So let's go to the whole list of ideas, grouped by the status as well. We will find our breakthrough on the bottom. And simply clicking on that list entry allows us to create a project out of this idea. Here you can see mapping of our fields from the SharePoint list to some enterprise custom fields in project. Like the title of the idea will turn into the project name. The description will stay the same. The submitter will become the owner, and so on. So what I do here manually, like selecting the enterprise type as well. Can be also controlled completely by a workflow. So when an idea enters the next stage, some approval task will be created. People will get notified by email, go into the system, will evaluate the idea, and find out if it's good enough or not. So we'll just create that project right now. And it was already successful. So one very easy way, actually, to create a project out of an idea. But we still have some time left here in the session, so that wasn't all that I wanted to show you. I want to show you as well some other approaches, how to utilize the system, and then at the end we will look more at the social features. I already said how to identify some experts, how to utilize the system here as well. So, social collaboration regarding innovation management. We can see here in the overview, I'm an active contributor to this community. I rated some ideas, and someone could be interested in my profile. So maybe he would look at my social collaboration profile, like the newsfeed, and he would then see, oh, Mr. Max Waldinger rated implementation of an accounting tool 5 stars. So the system is able to track those actions, and I can share, if I want or not, that information with my colleagues. And they can also check what I did wrote on an innovation platform or that I reached level 1 in the ideation part. So apparently, with my entries and my actions I did in that SharePoint community side, I was promoted to the next level. That's something I will talk about a little bit later. What I want to focus here on as well is the functionality of following. As you can see here on the right, I'm currently following 1 user, 20 sites, and 3 tags. So let's see what tags I'm currently following. And these are like project, SAP, marketing. So let's look at the project tag, if there's something in. And then I can see a conversation I had before when I talked about project. So it's really easy. You could even start here on your own newsfeed and say, I have a new idea for a innovation management platform. So using the hashtag innovation and starting that conversation would actually create a new hashtag. So everybody else could now follow here innovation by clicking on that hashtag. And then if something comes up in the whole system on any SharePoint site, on any my site, tagged with innovation, then it will show up here in the newsfeed as well. If that reminds you a little bit of Facebook, then I think you're right. To me, it's one approach from Microsoft turning a private social collaboration platform into a business application. So it's not exactly like Facebook. It has a lot of similarities. I think they took all the good stuff and left the not so good stuff behind and turned it actually in a working collaboration platform which is available for businesses. So this is one thing, using the system and utilize SharePoint as the innovation management platform. As I said before, when I look for a guy who can help me out with some reporting in Project Server using reporting services, I search in our intranet. And the easy thing is here, everybody has the About Me site, everybody has a profile, and this is exactly the same functionality. So I want to talk about integration, project, SAP, collaboration, or innovation, then I simply add that here to my Ask Me About list. And later when the system has indexed the database, it will show up in the search as well. So let's do a quick check. Search for project collaboration. And hopefully some papers will show up, exactly, some presentations I made, but also some conversations show up. And when I look specifically for people, then I can see I have that in my About Me page. So if you're interested in some topics and you want to share your knowledge, it's up to you to fill in your My site and your collaboration site, because that's the place where the people will then look and check out the information. It doesn't have to be necessarily only about business. Of course, you can enter some private interests there as well. Sometimes new opportunities come up. Who knows? Good, but back to our Innovation Management Hub. I will quickly change the URL here. Back to our ideation. I showed you before on my site that I was promoted to level one because I'm an active member of that community. So what does that actually mean? Let's have a look a little bit more at the settings of the site when we go to the SharePoint site settings. There is a new feature available. It's called the community administration. So I can manage discussion, categories, members, etc. But I'm more interested into the so-called reputation settings. It's a simple system. You get points for creating a new post, replying to a post, and you get more points if your answer is marked as best reply. And in the second step, all the points will be counted together. And then basically when you have reached a certain level, you can be the expert of that topic, like a subject matter expert for project, for EPM, for SharePoint, something like that. So right now, the levels here are free, configurable. You can set the border wherever you want. So the more you are active in the community, the better points you will get, and the more you will be promoted to an expert level. So this could be a part of the career path or your personal performance as well, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. And last but not least, we currently have the value bars here displayed, but you can also enter some text. So with level 5, you would be then an expert. All right. Let's talk about a little bit more about the turning ideas into projects again. So what we did before, we created some idea. We ran a workflow to create a project out of it. It will appear now in our project center as well. And we are able to work with it and to accomplish the project management. But I want to show you a slightly different approach as well. Let's just start with a SharePoint site. It's not a project, it's a simple SharePoint team site, only used for collaboration. And this time we call the idea Project 2016 Development. We simply use a collaboration team site SharePoint template, and then we will create the site. In a second step, we will turn on some SharePoint features like a calendar and a task, and we will create two or three tasks. We will structure them, and last but not least, we will then turn it into a project. So let's do that. Working on a deadline gives us the opportunity to add some task lists here as well. Remember, we're still on a SharePoint list, no project, but we can already work on some tasks. So first of all, we need a scope. probably with some due date as well. And we have the same issue I had this morning in a presentation. Currently, this doesn't accept new tasks. So give me a second. We will do it the old-fashioned way. We just use the SharePoint standard entry form with the due date, finish date, and a second task. We call it define scope. So very easy at the beginning, just two tasks, and we want to structure that as well. So I use here the same shortcuts that I would use in project to indent and outdent that functionality. Oh, just see, I have a typo here. But we could that for the moment. That's fine. All right, so really easy start. An idea, a task list for the idea. I have my documents here available, so I can already share some thoughts here as well, and to turn that now into a project. So how do I do that? This is still a SharePoint site. It's in the same site collection as the project web application, but still only SharePoint. But now I can actually connect it to my project web app because I want to assign a department. I want to fill out some project detail pages, some enterprise custom fields. So all I have to do here is add an existing SharePoint site to my project web app. And in that list, it will now show up under project 2016 development. We add it to our current project. And a few seconds later, we should find it in the project center. If I haven't clicked too fast, then it should already show up under P. We have it. So let's check out that project again. No access. Oh, just got logged out from my own project web access. Interesting feature. Let's do it again. So you see, authentication and authorization is really working. And I will quickly log on again. Let's go to our project site, project center, and the project 2016 development. The same project site as before, but now we have some more information. So it's still the same task list, but now we also have some project details, which is actually a project detail page. So if you're familiar with the project server 2010, 2013, project online, and you set up an enterprise project defining some enterprise custom fields, they all will show up here on those project detail pages. And we're now actually able to address those fields and, for example, to make an IT project out of it. So a very easy way, start with a SharePoint site, unstructured data, only some tasks, then connect it to your project web app to start entering some project attributes as well, and then you can turn it later into your project with a full schedule and a full web application available. So let's recap what we have seen so far. We have used the community side feature of SharePoint, where all users have access, where we have the history of all posts. So I'm not sure how you did it in the past, but we used in the past email distribution lists to discuss some ideas, to discuss new projects, which was good. But you never had the history. So when you were new to the company and other guys, other ladies were have some discussion with the email distribution list that was 1 year ago, you will never find that because you don't have access to it. With a SharePoint list, everything is still available, so we have the history of all posts. With all the functionalities around, like lookup tables, tagging, rating, you have a very nice way actually to structure your data and to filter your data, report your data, and work with it. And last but not least, that community side gives us the ability to identify experts, to work with experts just based on that reputation setting we recently saw. And we also can have, if needed, kind of a moderation so that you moderate posts, that you don't allow direct entering of any post, that you have to approve it. It's really up to the organization how open-minded or free-formed, let's put it that way, this functionality should be used. With SharePoint Project Online and SharePoint Project Server 2013, we did get a great new tool, the SharePoint Designer 2013, which gives us the ability to develop workflows. So what we did today here, when I guided you through the idea creation with the different statuses, this can also be done automized with a workflow, and that workflow can then turn the idea also into a project. And the really good thing about that workflow designer, it's a no-code solution, as I would say. So you can actually start with a VCO template, define your workflow steps, define your approval steps, and then later you turn it into a SharePoint Designer workflow, and you can also use a text-based interface. It also has some very nice features like accessing web services. So if you're using some other systems than SharePoint that can provide you data with a web service, with the workflow engine, you can access that data as well. And then the project side is the great central hub, the great central entry point of your idea that will turn into project. So you can immediately start collaborating, work together, and actually share your thoughts on that collaboration side as well. It's even possible, actually, if you're working with Project Professional as a standalone version, taking your MPP file, publish it to a SharePoint site, including all the tasks, and then show it to your team members as well, and later attach it to Project Server. So it's really a quite flexible solution. Last but not least, when you have turned your idea into the full enterprise schedule, then we are in the world of Project Online, Project Server, with the full web application capabilities. So why is Project Online, in my opinion, the best platform for this kind of innovation management? Of course, it doesn't have all the features maybe of a specialized innovation tool or specialized innovation management software, but it gives you all the building blocks and a great user experience if you use SharePoint with Project as your innovation management platform, because we have some flexibility there. It's fully web-based. We don't need the Project Professional client. You can use it. You don't have to. All the implementation of your processes are very good to handle with SharePoint, with the new workflow engine and all the capabilities there. And all your organizational structures can be supported as well. We had it before, one central idea list, one central innovation management hub, but you, if you have some specific areas who think differently, who work differently, maybe they want to use some different approaches as well. With SharePoint, you can address it. And last but not least, for global enterprises, the multilingual user interface is really a nice thing. You can even use it to translate the text and the data of your ideas. So when a German colleague enters an idea in German, it could be automatically translated into English as well. And surprisingly, it doesn't work very well. So we also have the functionality we need with SharePoint. The role-based user guidance, all the social features we saw today, and many more. We also have some wiki functionalities, some microblogging functionalities, actually a lot of stuff we can use and utilize here with SharePoint. The notifications. Email notification is one way to go. The approach I showed today using the newsfeed is a different way. So you don't get, the information will not push to you, to your smartphone or to your Outlook. You have to go into your My Site, your daily workplace, and you get all the information there in one simple and single overview. And you can still control all the information that's going on, because when the user likes to enter and like to share his ideas in a central management platform where everybody has access, then the information will not get lost. And last but not least, with Project Online, even with Project Online in the cloud and the Office 365 platform, you can have a full integration with your Active Directory. So single sign-on, no different accounts needed, just use your organizational accounts. We have also, with a cloud or a software as a service approach, the scalability. Start small, start with 10 people, start entering ideas and grow bigger. Deploy it to the whole organization, or even deploy it to the, let's call it, outside world. So why not invite some customers or some subject matter experts from your suppliers and get them on board with your innovation management platform? We also have the opportunity to integrate with on-premise systems. So if you have a PeopleSoft as a financial system, SAP as a HR system, they are usually installed in your own data centers. If you want to connect them to Project Online, it's possible, it's working. There's interfaces available, there are middlewares available. Just join us at our booth if you're more interested in that approach. And one of the really huge deals we have here, I mentioned it before, user acceptance is important. Users have to like the system, they have to enter maybe their ideas. So with the seamless integration into the Microsoft platform, with the Office-like look, the ribbon, we get the same user experience. And last but not least, the implementation of different approaches. We saw it today with a more strategic, or the other one more community-based. Both supported by the platform, so it really depends on your organization and your processes. SharePoint and Project Online also have a very good reputation regarding the long-term reliability. So today, we only saw out-of-box functionality, no custom development, no custom code here. So to 99.99%, I can assure you, all the stuff you can easily migrate to the next version, because I saw it in 2007, in 2010, using the standard functionalities gives you the ability to migrate your data to the next version. And with Office 365 as a solution platform, you don't even have to care actually about the migration, because Microsoft will take care of it and it will guarantee you the long-term support. So, are there questions so far about the approach that you have seen, SharePoint, as a solution platform, as an innovation management platform. What do you think? Can you actually utilize SharePoint in this way? Are there some interesting ideas I showed you today, some benefits you think you can use here? What are your thoughts? Questions? Exactly. Very quick way. Right. Actually, the demo I showed you today, you could set it up within one day. Of course, you have to think about the data and the structure, how you want to categorize your ideas. But simply the functionality, you get it right out of the box with Project and SharePoint online. Well, actually, I'm a little bit faster than I thought I would be. Maybe I talked too fast. I think that's one of the things when you're not a native speaker, then you're starting talking very fast. But as long as you don't have any further questions, I still want to invite you to visit us at our booth downstairs, booth 300, Campana and Schott. Get your badges scanned, and you have the chance to win a Surface Pro 2 tomorrow at 2:15 p.m. And hopefully, if I could interest you in some innovation management or some social collaboration features, maybe also the integration of Project Online with PeopleSoft or SAP on-prem, feel free to step by at our booth. We are very happy to talk to you about that. Thank you so much.